What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm just now getting a picture, and we're getting ready to put it up at whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently what Walker is doing in Wisconsin is not welding the windows, but what they're doing, we've got a photograph, we're about ready to post it to whatreallyhappened.com. What they're doing is the city hall workers are driving bolts into the window frames and then using bolt cutters to take the heads of the bolts off so they cannot be easily removed, and basically these bolts are in a position to prevent the windows from being opened. So basically Walker is sealing all the windows, and again, the only reason for doing this appears to be that he wants to starve the protesters out and get them to go home that way. So this is just absolutely an act of desperation. And again, politics is perception. This man has already lost the PR war if he's resorting to such tactics. All he's really doing is demonstrating to his masters, yes, I will go the distance to make sure that we slap the heck out of those teachers and union people in order to pay for Wall Street's gambling debts. And I want to be very clear on something, because I'm getting all this hate mail calling me a communist and all the rest of it. I don't personally like unions. I'm sick to death of them. They have been the bane of my career in film and TV. All the way back in to 1979, when I worked the required 90 days for the off-roster project to get a camera operator's card, and the union said, technicality, no. And I went through it again more recently out here in Hawaii when I was doing a function on Lost, one of the functions that I did besides visual effects supervision. And nobody ever bothered, you know, just something I didn't. I didn't really like to do it. It's just something I did because nobody else was around to do it. And all of a sudden the union comes in and says, our new contract says we have jurisdiction. You got to hire one of our guys with a card. Oh, can I have a card? No, you can't have a card. So I said, okay, fine, and I left. 2 weeks later, I get a call from the union. We can't find anybody who knows how to get this thing done. Do you want to join the union? And at that point, I said, no, I don't want to join the union. So I'm no friend of the unions, and I want to be very, very clear about that. They've been real jerks to me personally, but this is not about the teachers and the unions. This is about Wall Street going on a $12.3 trillion gambling binge, and then asking their buddies in the government, who are invested in those Wall Street firms, to turn around and drop the losses on the American people. And they're all saying, well, the American people didn't complain when we did it back in the 1980s during the SNL crisis that made us all rich and made them all poor. We can get away with it again. And the people in Madison, Wisconsin are saying, no, you can't either. So I want to be very, very clear about it. I'm not pro-union. I think the unions are a royal pain, but in this particular circumstance, when we have a government and corporate culture that wants to go back to the company town mentality of the 1930s, it was exactly that kind of abuse that made the unions necessary. Whether it's Mattawan or the coal mining towns or the railroad towns, those corporate abuses created the need for unions. And in that context, the unions did serve a useful purpose. They got a little self-aggrandized and out of control since then. But right now, rather than let us go back to that company town mentality, Yeah, I'm going to cut him a little bit of slack on this one. But if Walker is bolting the windows to starve the people inside, he's lost the public relations battle already. I don't think he realizes it. All righty. Anyway, I kind of wandered off topic. We were talking about the Montana governor saying, you know, is the Tea Party leading us to civil war? And what he is saying is actually no, because what the Tea Party, at least as it was constituted originally, wants, lower taxes for everybody, is not what's taking us to civil war. It's the federal government using coercive force to get us to give our money to Wall Street that will take us to a civil war. And it's on the way. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Join us on the air. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
America, welcome back to the show. We're going to go to phones. Mark in Ohio. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to support the union members. I would think that it would be illegal to bolt the windows closed for fire issue. They
Absolutely.
need to check into that. If anything, break out the windows, because this man is dealing with people's lives. And if a fight breaks out, I will be there with things in hand if need to be.
Keyboards and mice. This one's going to be one with keyboards and mice.
Yeah, I hope so. But on the other hand, if not, I'll be there. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you an awful lot. And, you know, you raise a really very good point. If there were to be a fire in that Capitol building and anybody dies or is even seriously injured, the fact that Walker has bolted the windows shut, the insurance carriers would drop it. Say, you know, we insured for a building where windows could be open. And the lawsuits would bury what's left of the state government. This is a safety issue. Walker has no right to keep the Wisconsin people from the Wisconsin State House. They own it. They paid for it. It's their property. Bolting the windows shut. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mark. That's just absolutely insane. It's a safety issue. It's even a ventilation issue, for crying out loud. Okay, George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Is George there? Okay, I guess we lost George. All right, moving right along here. Now, we've had another story.
It's George in Texas.
George, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, fabulous. What's on your mind?
You know, you're speaking about the Tea Party. You know, the last Tea Party I went to wasn't really a Tea Party. The Tea Party I was perceived to see is taxing up already. But since it was co-opted, this Tea Party was terrorize everyone and anyone. You know.
You may be right. The instant they started listening to Caribou Barbie, they lost all credibility with me. And I said, I'm not going to get involved with these people. They're too starstruck. You know, they sold out their brand new party. They were really on a roll, and they sold out their party's principles for some star power, and it did not work.
Well, you know, the thing is, like, this Saturday I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, March the 5th, Texas Independence Day. And, you know, you can already see the party hacks come out. They're saying, Ron Paul supporters not welcome to this Texas Independence rally and all that stuff. And I'm like, who do you people think you are? And you know, the thing is, and I've been out promoting and saying, if you're a homeschooler, pro-gun, and the IRS, and the Fed, audit the Fed, homeschool, private property rights, you name it. I'm saying Texas independence is the umbrella. And you got these hacks coming out saying Ron Paul supporters, 9/11 truthers not welcome. I'm sorry, but these hacks have to go.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I think it's very, very obvious that the Tea Party has been co-opted and hijacked and disrupted, and it may be because, as a brand new party, they were a little naive and they hadn't done their homework on COINTELPRO, which would have taught them to expect the federal government to get people on the inside who are being paid to basically take them off in a very destructive direction. So the Tea Party, I think, has had their day, and we need a new one to form around Ron Paul and support him, because I'm telling you right now, the Republicans and the Democrats are not going to let Ron Paul get anywhere near the conventions. They cheated him in 2008 after the conventions were all over and he wasn't even allowed on the floor. Then they find out, oh, my goodness, you did have enough delegates to get you in there. Our bad. We're sorry. Won't happen again. And they will, in fact, do it again this year. So if Ron Paul fails to make a showing in the GOP, and I think that is sort of a predestined outcome given the current party leadership, that I think we need to form a new party around Ron Paul, specifically for the purpose of getting Ron Paul the kind of grassroots support and the write-in votes. And remember, when you are not part of the two existing fascist parties, actually, I should be wrong about that. The Republicans are the fascists, and the Democrats are the socialists. But if you're not part of those two existing parties, you have to have petition drives in every state to get on the ballot. We need to start organizing those petition drives right now, just in case it becomes necessary.
What's the new name for the party? Call it the Anti-Federalist Party.
The name of the party is almost going to be kind of irrelevant. It's just call it the New America Party. Or the America First, Second, and Third Party. I think America First would make a good name for a party.
Well, you know, the thing is, about the hacks, tell Ron Paul supporters not welcome. I did find out they are Romney and Newt supporters. I'm talking like the two biggest losers.
Well, apparently Newt Gingrich is getting ready to spend a bunch of money to try and basically take a run for the White House himself, which I think is silly. He's got so much baggage. And, you know, in this day and age, having a lot of money to throw at the media is not a guaranteed win of victory, as they just showed once again in Ireland. So I don't know why he's wasting all of our time. It's probably just vanity. A lot of people in the power structure want to keep on doing what they've been doing just to prove to themselves they still can in the face of mounting evidence that they cannot.
Well, like I say, I'm not going to start up a tea party. I'm going to start up a coffee party. Okay, well, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot there. Actually, a while back, I was toying with the idea. We even registered some domains for it. I wanted to start an organization called Vine, which was sort of one level above the grassroots, and it stood for Voting is Not Enough. And the whole purpose of Vine was to encourage people to get involved directly, participating in their government and especially in the elections to deal with the massive, massive, massive vote fraud. So as soon as I win the lottery and I have a few million dollars to put into it, I'm going to crank up Vine and we'll give them a run for their money. All right, phone lines are empty right now, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to talk a little bit about this story. Bank of America has now paid out something like $46 billion with a B for fraudulent mortgage-backed securities to PIMCO and the New York Federal Reserve. And this is important because this is confirmation of what the real core issue is in the downfall of America's economy. It was fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. It wasn't bad analysis. It wasn't mistakes. It wasn't computer error. Wall Street engaged in a deliberate, intentional fraud. They grabbed all the mortgages they could, good, bad, or indifferent. They got Congress, who are invested in their Wall Street firms, to dangle an $8,000 tax credit in front of new home buyers to lure them into very borderline questionable mortgages, and everybody said, there's nothing to worry about. Real estate always goes up. You'll be rich beyond dreams of avarice in just a few years. And they got all those mortgages in because it wasn't the mortgages that were the bubble. It was the mortgage-backed securities. And they put all the mortgages together in these packages, and they sold them off. And there was a little bit of Ponzi activity going on to generate immediate profits for the first people who bought in. That's how a scam works. That's how a bubble works. Is you do a little bit of Ponzi-ing, and that is now known to have gone on. These mortgage-backed securities were not really making money right from the start, but they took the money from the investors who were buying in second, third tier, using it to pay the first-tier people. First-tier people going out in the cocktail parties and saying, wow, billions of dollars are falling from the sky into my lap, and I don't have to do a darn thing to get it either. And everybody wanted to get in. It was a firestorm of these things. Mortgages were being pledged over and over and over again into multiple investment vehicles. That was found out over at Bear Stearns. MSNBC reported on that. It's fraud, 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 fraud. And now all of the people, all the banks, all the investment houses, all the foreign governments, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, are suing all of the American banks to force them to buy back all those fraudulent packages, to buy back the bad paper. And the banks, of course, the profits they made are already gone in bonuses and salaries and very rich living for Wall Street, $130,000 wristwatches, $150 hamburgers, $800,000 Bugattis. And they don't have the money to buy it back, so they go to the government and they say, we need taxpayer money. You did it in the 1980s. Please do it again, please. And I'll give you lots of money for your next campaign. And so members of Congress who were, again, invested in the Wall Street firms voted through TARP, even though 90% of America was saying do not use tax money to save the bankers from their foolishness. And Congress went ahead and did it anyway. And in order to hide from the American people that what they're buying back at taxpayer expense were fraudulent investments that could never, ever, ever generate any kind of a return to justify their purchase, they had a code word for it. They called it toxic assets, so that people who were not on the inside didn't understand what was being discussed. Toxic assets, well, it sounds bad, and it is bad, but there's a difference between being toxic and being outright homicidal, which is what these fraudulent investments were. So Bank of America's had to pay out $46 billion to buy back all this bad paper. It's no end in sight. Where does Bank of America get that money? Well, it gets it from charging its depositors and customers more fees, trying to arrange things so they can do more overdraft charges. They go and get more bailout money from the U.S. government. They charge higher interest on everything that they're doing. They gouge it out of the people to pay for their own criminality to stay out of jail. That's why this Inside Job documentary is so important for everybody to see. All right, we got to take a break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're just getting a headline story where Secretary of State Hillary Rodham, I miss Vincent Clinton, is saying that the United States is sending aid teams to Libya's borders. I guess they're going to have cookies and milk for those Libyans here that we want to make friends to. Basically, they're saying, that they want to help the refugees flee the potential civil war. I'm sorry, they're prepositioning troops on the border. Remember when we were sending advisors to Vietnam and humanitarian aid to Haiti? This is just more of the same crud. The United States got caught off guard by this wave of revolutions across the Middle East. Now, the United States, and I'm already getting the propaganda thing, oh, well, the CIA is behind the downfall of Gaddafi. Nonsense. Gaddafi had been tamed. Even the corporate media is saying, oh, for the last several years, he'd become an ally, and he was reliable. He had been properly tamed. Bribed, basically, is what it is. The U.S. gave him enough of your tax money to sit still and just not get all upset, you know, about the fact that Israel tricked the United States into bombing him and killing his 5-year-old daughter. You know, with enough money, you can forgive crimes like that, I guess, if you're Gaddafi. And so the U.S. was not behind the overthrow of Gaddafi. He was reliable. He was safe. He kept the oil pumping at a low price into America's war machine. That was his value. Libyan oil was very, very cheap. They want it to stay cheap. They're not going to rock that boat. This was a legitimate popular uprising. And worse, the United States did not have a replacement for Gaddafi in position to step in when he left. It was just presumed that Gaddafi would hand off to one of his sons who could be equally relied on to not rock the imperial boat. And now that looks like it's not going to happen. And the U.S. is trying to find some way they can sort of get in there militarily with another invasion to install another puppet and not have the rest of the world figure out what it is that they're doing. Well, we've been watching this for only about 100 years. We do understand what is going on over there. All righty, let's see. No phone calls right now. Let's see. Moving right along here. I want to get back here real quick to this thing about Bank of America, $46 billion to buy back the fraudulent mortgage-backed security. And that's just one case. That's just one case with PIMCO and the New York Federal Reserve. There are thousands more out there. And in a nutshell, and this gets back to that documentary, Inside Job, the whole mortgage-backed securities market was a total fraud and a scam. The insiders knew it was a scam. We have had articles about how Goldman Sachs and other players knew back in 2004 that this was a bubble they were going to get rich on, but it was going to crash at some point. Remember, the government started taking away your jobs all the way back in the Bush administration by giving tax credits to corporations to encourage the moving of high-paying jobs to other countries. Does that really make sense at a time when everybody is screaming tax revenues are not high enough to pay for everything that's going on, for the government to get rid of high-paying jobs? It only makes sense. It only makes sense if the U.S. government, in order to save the banks, set up Americans, took away their ability to pay their mortgages so the banks could come in and start confiscating homes. Because that monthly payment that you're sending in month after month after month doesn't do the banks any good. They need the money now. They need the full cash value of your home on the books right now to stay solvent. And that's the reason they did it. And Barack Obama, who won his election promising hope and change, came in and, according to studies by the Hackett Group, accelerated the process of offshoring, gave more tax credits, then had the nerve to stand up there and tell America that concerns about offshoring are old-fashioned, and you really ought not to worry your little head about it, because we're going to kick off World War III, and you'll have more important things to think about, I guess. So the U.S. government, basically, it is that simple. And when you explain it to people, you get this look of shock in their eyes, and they realize the truth of what you're saying. The government took your jobs so the banks could take your homes to pay for the losses when the fraud collapsed. This is wealth confiscation to save the banks. It's exactly what Roosevelt did with gold in 1933. But this is being done in a covert way with the intention of deceiving Americans into thinking it's their own fault they lost their homes, instead of a federally mandated plundering of the American dream to save Wall Street mortgage-backed securities crooks from having to go to jail, as Charles Ferguson pointed out during his acceptance speech last night. Sooner or later, you're going to have to face up to the truth. The federal government is your enemy. Not Al-Qaeda, not Osama bin Laden, not the man in the moon, not the Illuminati, not the Masons. The federal government. All right, we've got callers waiting on the line, but we're almost at the bottom of this segment. I'm going to hold these calls into the next segment here. I don't know what it takes to make America angry, and I don't know why America isn't angry right now, whether we're being tranquilized or doped up or what's going on, but it just doesn't get any clearer than that. The government is taking away your homes that you've spent a life working for to give them to the banks so the banks can stay out of jail. When do you get angry? We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Andrea and John after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America, and as long as you're memorizing phone numbers, I have a new phone number for you. Get your pencil and paper out. Get ready to write this one down. Stand by to copy. Area code 608-266-1212. That is the phone number of Governor Walker's office. If you, like the rest of America, are very concerned that he is bolting the windows in the Capitol building shut, bringing about a potential for a major disaster if a fire should break out in the building, you might want to call and give him a comment. If you are opposed to this continued looting of the middle class to save Wall Street from their gambling debts, you might give him a call about that as well. If you would like to remind him that he does not own that state capitol building, it is the property of the people of Wisconsin, give him a call and sort him out. Back to the phones. Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Yes. With the continuous flow of lies, changing kind of the subject, the BP oil spill happened, they said, over the national news Saturday, that it's been about 9 months ago, and they have all these baby dolphins washing ashore, just lots and lots of baby dolphins. And since it was a mile down, and it really was never really totally, it's pretty vague that they truly sealed it. My question is, do you really believe they sealed it a mile down? Or do you think it's probably still leaking down there?
Well, my concern is there were actually two wellheads, and I think in July they tried to pull a fast one where we've got locator data on those undersea robots where the well that we saw just pouring this oil into the Gulf for weeks on end, and then all of a sudden they show us a picture of a sealed well, and the location data on the ROV was not the same. It was about 100 yards away, and we know there were two test wells drilled. I think the best that we can say is we don't know what happened down there. And I certainly am not going to take the government's word about any of that, but we do know there's a lot of oil down there. They've just drenched the place in those dispersants. It's very toxic down there. The fishing industry's destroyed. The livelihood of a lot of those people all along that Gulf Coast are absolutely destroyed. And all we got from Obama was the oil magically went away, and we know he's absolutely lying about that. And so the reality is this is the greatest environmental disaster in the history of the world, and our government refuses to own up to its responsibilities about it, and so does British Petroleum. Personally, if I were the president, I would have banned BP from all U.S. territory. Period. End of discussion. You're gone. You can't be safe. We're not going to let you mess around with us. Anything else, Andrea?
No, I thank you for your opinion. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, John in Arkansas. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. My name is Charles Neal. I'm a internet podcaster, and I got a YouTube channel up on YouTube. I do a lot of homeless videos upon homelessness here in the state of Arkansas. Mike, I just got through talking
to... Okay, can you hold it. Can you back up a little bit? We've got a slightly garbled phone line here. I think you said your name is Charles, and you're in Washington State?
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, you're Little Rock, Arkansas. Okay, that lines up with what I'm seeing here. And you do podcasts and videos about the homelessness problem.
Yes, in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I think I've talked to you before. Please go ahead.
That's correct. Mike, I just got through calling the Wisconsin Attorney General's office.
Yes.
And I talked to a secretary there, and she didn't know what the situation was. She said she's going to call me back. And,
okay.
Well, I told her exactly what's going on. I told her how, that Attorney General's been violating the fire codes and everything else. I told her, make sure the Attorney General do something about the situation, so they're going to call me back. Since I'm podcasting, I'm recording this for my podcast I do on YouTube.
Okay. We're having a hard time hearing you because of the phone connection. I would suggest we find out what insurance company carries the insurance for the state government and let them know. Send them the pictures of the windows bolted shut. They'll pull the insurance, and that'll shut Walker's office right down.
Well,
okay? Charles, John, I cannot understand you. This phone connection is just really, really bad. I'm going to have to let you go, and let's switch over to Ralph in Florida. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ralph, are you there? Okay, all right. I guess Ralph dropped there. We seem to be having more than our usual problems with our phone system today between very garbled signals and connections going away. All right. Now, as you are aware, over in Washington, D.C., there is a debate going on over the continued funding of the federal government. It seems that the federal government kind of overspent its budget again and is running out of money. And now they're talking about they need an emergency supplemental bill to fund the operations of the federal government. Now, what's interesting is 58% of Americans are in favor of a federal government shutdown until there are some spending cuts that are agreed upon to balance the budget. I can think of a big one right there. Let's shut down the Department of Murdering People around the world. We could save a heck of a lot of money out of that. In fact, we shut that one down, we don't have to worry about the rest of the economy. It's going to light up like a Christmas tree. I would also say let's cut down that pouring of cash over to Israel. I mean, they're not the only democracy in the Middle East anymore. They don't need our money. They got lots of friends around them now. Now, we all know, of course, let me finish this thought. We'll get back to Ralph. He's back on the phone. We all know that the U.S. government is not going to allow itself to be shut down because they won't take the chance of letting Americans see how much better our lives would be if the federal government had gone away. They won't dare take that chance. If the federal government went away and all the tax things went away and all that looking over our shoulders went away and all the forms and paper we had to fill out went away, we might actually discover we'd like life better without a federal government. That all the government we need is just the state government, if they pay attention to us, Walker. And we don't need this big, huge federal thing over us. What the heck does it do to us? Do for us? It, you know, it goes out and it makes wars and it kills people. And it takes our money and gives them to other countries. That's what the federal government, and to Wall Street. Why do we need that? Why should we support that? If the federal government shut down, the American people might realize, wow, this is a great deal. Let's leave it shut off. Personally, I think if the federal government does shut down, we the people ought to sneak into Washington, D.C., because it is, after all, our city. We paid for it all, and change the locks on the Congress and the White House. All right, we've got Ralph in Florida. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha. How you doing there, Mike? Well, like you said, I'm Ralph from Florida, from QLPMultimedia.com. And I just want to state, you know, I get outraged at the fact that mainstream media portrays all these governors that are coming, you know, hard down on the unions. And again, I'm not, like you, a big union guy, although I worked under one for a long time, but I'm not really big on them. But they come, the mainstream media comes off as these governors that are really trying to make these changes. What changes? The changes that should have been done was back in 2008 when the TARP was passed. These are the changes that they should be addressing. What happened to our money? Why is it that now we need to sacrifice the middle class in order to fund these banks that are just zombie banks now?
You've hit a very important point on the head, and it's one that we've mentioned here before. The reason the media is trying to put the onus on the governor, and in this case, the governor deserves it because, as you say, he's not standing up and saying, wait a minute, we're in this mess because of Wall Street and TARP and all this bad mismanagement at the federal level. But the reason the media is putting the onus on the governors is they understand there's been a growing states' rights movement across the country. And so now the propaganda agenda is to destroy any support and faith in the state government so that we're all back to being willing slaves to the federal government. I think it's going to backfire because I think we're going to see state governments go through dramatic changes, and the new incoming state governments are going to be pushing even stronger for states' rights than the existing one. I think the reason that Walker is attracting so much enmity from his own people is that he's not standing up for the rights of the Wisconsin people. He's not standing up for the rights of Wisconsin. He obviously has ambitions to higher office, and he is toadying himself to Wall Street and Washington, D.C. But I think there's definitely a bias in the media to portray the government, the state governments, as the bad guys in all of this austerity, because the federal government would like to see the states' rights movement collapse.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, a shame that the people really can't voice their opinion through the mainstream because, we understand that the corporate media has overtaken our right to freedom of expression in this country. The whole system is just the system is just bad. It's a smell of rotten eggs, and I hope that people start seeing beyond what's really happening and really start paying attention to media sources like yourself, to the little show that I do with Johnny Drouet from Ecuador, and really see that what we are trying to do as a people is open the eyes of everyone around the world. I'll leave you with that, Mike, and thanks again for giving me the time to express my outrage of what's happening in our country and around the world.
Thank you very much for the phone call, Ralph. And again, at the end, you hit an important point there, because one thing that I experienced Saturday down here at the State House in Honolulu is a lot of people who are involved in the political process are still very much mired in thinking about their own particular pet agenda, and they're really having a hard time transitioning away from their own little Save the Sea Turtles thing, or in the case of last Saturday, Planned Parenthood, to basically looking at the larger picture and how it all integrates together. And I think possibly the alternative media needs to start really putting the focus back up at the very top root cause of all that is going on. and not allow ourselves to get distracted down into save the whales and the dolphins and blah, 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 blah. The reason we are in the mess that we are in is we have a private central bank that issues the public currency at interest. It is not the system that was intended by the founding fathers. We have had three of these private banks. They keep wrecking the country, and yet subsequent corrupt Congresses keep selling the American people back into the slavery of these private banks. That coupled with Wall Street's fraud and criminality, which even Greenspan admits is the reality, is why the whole system really is messed up from top to bottom. And it's a very simple rule of life. The moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. Moral people will not allow immoral people to associate with them. The immoral do not want any moral people associating with them. So once a government goes bad, it goes all the way bad. Once a financial system starts to go bad, it goes all the way bad. I have waited for 16, going on 17 years. I've actually lost count. I've been doing this long enough. I don't remember how long I've been doing it. But for all these years, I have been waiting for people inside the government and inside Wall Street to stand up and say what we're doing is not only wrong and illegal and immoral, it is ultimately going to destroy the country. There have been a few, a precious few who have done so. But overwhelmingly, 99% of the people in Washington, D.C., 99% of the people in America's financial services industry are very happy with the way things are because the wealth and the power and the privilege and the perks flow to them, and they could care less what it's costing the rest of America. All right, let's see. I believe our next caller is Tim in New Mexico. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael. I was wanting to go in the Wayback Machine a minute with respect to Walker. Do you remember a song by, I believe it was Woody Guthrie, that Arlo Guthrie also had a hit with, that was about an incident about in Kalamazoo, Michigan, I believe, where Pinkerton sealed a bunch of union families during a strike in a public hall at Christmas, bolted the windows, and lit the place on fire?
Oh, wow. Man, we need to find that song. I don't think Walker's going to burn down his own statehouse with the protesters in it, or he's stupider than I thought.
No,
but
he's not.
Yeah, we got to find that and put that out there, along with that photo of the bolt.
I remember, because I've got it on album here. I haven't dug it out. And then I would also suggest that, in addition to calling maybe the statehouse, maybe people start laying into the local Republican Party saying, excuse me, but this is not acceptable behavior by yours, and the party as a whole is going to pay a hideous price next election.
I agree.
Very shortly.
Good strategy.
Hit the local parties and let them know.
Okay. Would you email me the name of that song? I want to hunt that down, and I want to hook that up with that photo that we got from a Twitter phone inside the building of the bolt stuck in the wall. I want to find that song. If there's a video about it, email me that information. I'm going to hunt it down as soon as the radio show is over. Tim, thanks an awful lot for that. We're going to go back to John in Arkansas, and hopefully we got a better phone connection. John, are you there?
Yes, Mike, I'm here now. I hope we can.
You sound so much better.
Thank you. Well, what I want to emphasize, I just got through calling the Wisconsin Department of Justice, and the lady told me in the Department of Justice in Wisconsin that she don't know nothing about it, but she's going to get back with me, and I'll put that up on you once I get it back. Because I was recording for my podcast. Now, hello?
Yeah, please go on.
So anyway, I put that up on my podcast soon. They called me back on YouTube. It'll be easy to find under the, my Little Rock Free TV, my YouTube channel. Now, what I want to emphasize, Mike, is if this was true, then the governor's been violating the fire code.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And let me say something to the people of Wisconsin. If y'all listening, the word recall election means anything?
Did it in California.
Thank you.
And did it in California.
I want to say something else, too. To the people of Tibet, y'all been whining and crying for years about China got their boots under your neck. Where y'all going to get off your butts and take back what belongs to you? Look at everybody else.
Okay, well, the scapegoating of China, and again, I apologize, but I'm still having trouble hearing you through some of the dropouts and stuff. Our government is trying to find somebody they can scapegoat for all of this, and China was really convenient You know, China, we expect China to take care of China. China has no obligation to damage their own population and their own economy to suit American interests. I mean, this whole fallout from the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud has wrecked the whole planet's economy, and everybody's trying to deal with that right now. But our government is always trying to find somebody else to blame for what's going on. Oh, it's China. It's the Muslims. It's Osama bin Laden. It's the Illuminati. It's the Masons. It's those gosh darn bloggers. It's Republic Broadcasting. It's whatever. But they're, you know, it's just a matter of scapegoating. The reality is all Americans really want is what we had before. All this agitation and protesting, everything, we're not asking for anything new. We're not asking for charity. We're not asking for handouts. All we want is the lives we had before Wall Street took it all away from us. And that is a very reasonable situation for everybody to get behind. Young, old, rich, poor, left, right, male, female, Republican, Democrat, you know, white, black, peach, topermov. We got to take a break here. John, we got to let you go. And we got one more call when we come back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. One last call today. We're going to go to Clayton in Austin. Aloha, Clayton. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to comment on this article that I saw here. It's called Belgium Breaks Record for Long Time Without Government. They have not had a government for 250 days. And according to according to this article, all the federal government, what it used to do, has gone down to the local level, and actually their growth was at 2.1%. Foreign investment is up and above the EU average. And there's a professor in here who comments and says, by and large, everything still works. We get paid, buses run, schools are open, and basically everything is going along better than it was. And so I think it's a very good place to look that, yes, you get the big bureaucracy government out of the way, let the people go about their business, and it's amazing what can start to happen to your economy.
Well, I would appreciate it if you would email me that article, because I want to put it up at my website. And, you know, absolutely, the founding fathers had a certain amount of wisdom. They said that government governs best which governs least. And now we have a government that has got their fingers into everything. Everything you do, there's a federal inspection. I mean, I always joke about the fact when you go to the hardware store and you buy a hammer or a ladder, you know, you're spending more money for all these federally mandated safety stickers on the product than on the product itself. And it's just a complete joke. And it's choking us to death with regulatory compliance and the taxes to pay for all this stuff. And it's just about some congressman getting his kid a job in the company that makes the labels and stuff. And mm-hmm. It really is a joke. And so you're absolutely right. Every time there's been a revolution, the new incoming government is stripped down, simplified, and life gets better for the people of that country. Happened in France, happened in the United States, going to happen in Egypt and Libya, and it will happen here again. And it's absolutely true. The federal government will never allow a shutdown, because their worst nightmare is the American people would realize that life is going to be a heck of a lot better without a big, huge, bureaucratic federal government sitting over us, taking all our money, giving it away to foreign countries and Wall Street, and causing wars, and basically just running this country off the edge of a cliff into the ocean. And you're absolutely right. Most of the functions that we, the people, need a government to do can be done at the state or community level. But yes. The federal government takes all the money and then makes you grovel to get some of it back instead of letting you just take your own money and take care of yourself.
I totally agree, and thank you so much. And I will send you that article. Also, I'll post it in the members posted news as well.
Well, if you put it in the members posted news, I'll just promote it to the front page. But that's a very important point to make.
Okay, I'll send it in. Thanks.
Thank you very much there. Thank you very much. I actually didn't know that. Belgium has not had a federal government for 250 days, and life is wonderful. When this gets up at whatreallyhappened.com, everybody please copy this article and send it to everybody you know that nations without a federal government are actually doing better than with a federal government. So that's what we're going to be dealing with. Now, today is a very sad anniversary. It's the 18th anniversary of the start of the siege at Waco. We're going to be talking about this in the coming weeks. It was an absolute disaster. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had several major scandals. There was talk about actually disarming them, or rather disbanding them, or at least taking away their guns. They tried to stage a public relations coup at a church in Waco, Texas. They screwed it up, and rather than the government admitting how bad the mess was, they simply went in, gassed a church full of women and children with a tear gas that's illegal to use on troops, enemy troops, and torched the place. We'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks. Aloha, America.
The next round of the